Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting from yesterday. Got changed to a Tuesday from a Monday. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good,
Good.
Changed around just a little bit for this week only.
For
is
this
that right?
week only, yeah. Yeah, we had a planning and zoning meeting on Monday night. We had Keith Marvin, the gentleman that's was redoing our solar and renewable energy regulations. He was in town along with Craig Bennett. They were both in town, so we switched to have that meeting on Monday and then switch the commissioner meeting to Tuesday. So that's why we're a little different schedule. But I do want to let people know that we have changed our schedule for the second and fourth Mondays of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So just so people are aware, the commissioner meetings, that is. So
next meeting will be 18th?
We are doing one on the 18th simply because of payroll.
Okay.
So payroll and gotcha. End of the 18th, yes.
Good meeting presentation on or whatever's talked about on Monday?
Yeah, very good. The zoning board met there on Monday night and approved the updated solar regulations. And then once approved by the zoning board, moves on to the commissioners again. And that's why we held our meeting on Tuesday on yesterday. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Let's get right to the agenda. And nothing on citizens' comments. Nobody.
Nobody was present for citizens' comments. No, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting. Crystal Deck treasurer with some things there.
Yeah, Crystal joined us just for one item. She had tax roll correction number one. It was a late file on depreciation. It just added $35.54 to the tax amount for that property, and we approved that tax roll correction, and that's all that Crystal had for us. Then we moved on at 9:30 to the Board of Commissioners meeting. Was reconvened after the Board of Equalization meeting there with Crystal, and we had a public hearing for Mike Daffer, a livestock feeding facility down by Danbury. He was looking to extend on the pens there, add more head there, and it was still within his permit, and he went through all the proper channels through the zoning. And the zoning, planning and zoning board met and approved that, and then it went to the commissioners for final approval, and we approved that addition there for Mr. Daffer. Then at 9:45, we entered into a public hearing regarding the solar farm regulations. Again, on Monday night, the proposed solar regulations were approved by the Planning and Zoning Board and then moved on to us for final approval, the Board of Commissioners for final approval. We did hear, we had some public comment there on the solar farm. Obviously, Rich, it's been a year-long process with this solar thing. We heard some comments from the public, and as a board, we ended up voting and voting in those new regulations. So those will be in place here in Red Willow County. So that was at 9:45, Rich. Then at 10 o'clock, Giles Bowman from the Fair Board Manager joined us to discuss some new heaters and improvements to the Ag Building interior. Giles sat down with us. We have 7 furnaces between a couple buildings up there, the Ag Complex, and then also the community building there that are getting pretty old and outdated, and sometimes the pilot lights are going out and they're having troubles. And obviously, you know, when you have events down there in this time of year especially, you need to keep those buildings heated. And so Giles approached us about maybe getting some ARPA money funding for some new furnaces down there. And then also we had some water damage in the Ag Building from a leaking roof. And so we're looking to do what we need to do. There's part of the drywall that needs to be replaced in there as well, and maybe some carpeting. So we just told Giles to go ahead and get some estimates and some bids on that work and then bring it back to the board, and we'd take a look at that. So that did it with Giles there. And then we moved on to the consent agenda. We had a bunch of items there. We approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. We approved accounts payable claims in the amount of $402,684.23. We also approved the road budget that was prepared by Miller & Associates for the public roads classifications and standards. And basically this was, we gathered all this information on mileage and usage as far as oil and hours on machines and so forth. And Miller & Associates collects all that data. And then it gets us some funding for road and bridge buyback stuff there. So that was the purpose for that. We authorized chairman's signature on the annual tax exempt certificate advocate for Ag Valley Co-op. That's just an every year deal, just showing that we're our status as a county is tax exempt for our fuel purchases, because we do Bartley Maintenance Shop does a lot of fuel purchases through Ag Valley for their road crew there. And then item number five was authorized chairman signature on a resolution to transfer the interest from the ARPA fund to the general fund. So our ARPA fund money, we've had it in an account and it's been generating interest, but it has to be transferred over to the general fund simply because that was the advice of our auditor. So we did that. Item number six is another resolution to transfer $759 from the general fund from the ARPA fund to correct back to the general. There was just an error there where we took that $759 out of the general and it's supposed to come out of the ARPA fund for some carpet installation. So no mm-hmm. big deal on that. Just some housekeeping item there. Item number seven was another resolution. Lots of resolutions this week, Rich, to close the child support fund down as directed by Stephanie Lofton of the Nebraska Health and Human Services. That account again was not needed. It could stay in the general fund and be records being kept by our treasurer, Crystal Dack. It didn't need to be a separate line item there. Item number eight, we reappointed Joe Teeter to the Fair Board, term to expire December 31st, 2026. And we reappointed two new members, Jessica Myers and Joseph Robinson, to the Fair Board to replace Deb Cordy and Garrett Rippin. And those two individuals' term to expire December 31st of 2026. So on the board members there, the Fair Board voted on those members. And then, of course, it gets brought to the Board of Commissioners for approval on those individuals. We had some correspondence also, Rich. Item number one was Nebraska Department of Transportation bridge inspection reminder. We had a bridge that somehow slipped through the cracks on inspection, so we have to get that bridge inspected. It was one that was involved in the fires over by Cambridge, or near Cambridge. So we're going to get that bridge inspected. City of McCook, notice of a hearing. And then also item number three was Chad Engel, NERMA, required training for CDL supervisors. Essentially what that is, Rich, is if through NERMA, our property and casualty insurance holder there, if you supervise somebody with a CDL, then we need to go to, the supervisor has to go to 3 hours of training. So we got to get that taken care of. And then a monthly report was the final item there, Rich, clerk of the district court, and that amount was $2,337.91. So
you had quite a few things on the old agenda, yeah. Didn't you?
Yes, sir, we did. It's kind of, I think it's one of those deals there where obviously if you hold two meetings instead of four a month, then you get longer agendas. Mm-hmm. So, but we got the two public hearings. We got those ironed out, and that was one box checked off there. So that's been a long time coming, a lot of work, and so we're glad to get that taken care of. You bet.
Next meeting again coming up on Monday, December the 18th.
Yes, sir. That's correct.